続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
When Kyle arrived at the park for his camping trip, the park ranger told him to watch out for bears. Bears sometimes came looking for food, so he told Kyle to keep the area clean. He said that if people left food near their tents, the bears would come close to the camping site.
Question.What did the park ranger tell Kyle to do? Number 22.
Hannah likes to take all kinds of lessons after work. She has just finished a computer programming course. This summer, she wants to start taking piano lessons.So she is going to cancel all her other lessons, such as swimming and judo. She wants to be able to play the instrument well by the end of the summer.
Question: What will Hannah do this summer? Number 23.
Nick's football team was supposed to play in the final competition at a big stadium on Saturday. Nick got hurt last week, but now he is better and will be able to play. When he woke up on Saturday morning, he looked out of the window and was upset. There was a bad rainstorm. The football competition had to be changed to another date.
Question.Why was the football competition date changed? Number 24.
When Isaac was a child, he played soccer on a team that his father coached. In senior high school, he started watching rugby games on TV.And learned more about the game. He also studied to become a sports coach in college. Now Isaac is a coach for a rugby team in his city.
Question: What did Isaac do when he was a child? Number 25.
Roberto did not have any food in his refrigerator, so he decided to go out to buy something for dinner. He went to his favorite Italian restaurant and ordered pasta and a salad to take home. He took out his wallet, but he did not have enough cash. He had to ask the staff member to wait. Roberto ran home and got his credit card.Unfortunately, the pasta was cold by the time he got home with it.
Question: What was Roberto's problem at the restaurant? Number 26.
Sophie was asked to go to a party.By her friend James. She wanted to look as nice as possible, so she chose her favorite blue dress and a sweater. However, she noticed all of her shoes were old and did not look nice. As a result, she went to the department store to pick out a new pair.
Question: Why did Sophie go to the department store? Number 27.
Electric cars are said to be better for the environment than cars that use gasoline. However, gasoline-powered cars are quicker and easier to fill up. There are not enough places outside cities to charge car batteries. As a result, people who drive far outside of cities like to have cars that use gasoline. In some African countries, for example, many businesses need to use gasoline-powered cars over long distances.
Question. Why are cars that use gasoline still needed in some African countries? Number 28.
Thank you for coming to the Pineville Mall Fresh Food Store. We will be closing in 10 minutes at 9 p.m. We ask that you finish up your shopping soon. The south exit to the parking lot has closed already, so please use the exit on the north side. We will open again tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Question. Why is this announcement being made? Number 29.
Attention, all passengers. We apologize for the delay, but we cannot take off because of all the snow on the runway. We should be able to take off in 10 minutes. We will let you know as soon as enough of the snow has been cleared away. The pilot has turned off the seatbelt sign, so please feel free to use the restrooms or to get up to stretch your legs.
Question. Why has the flight been delayed? Number 30.
In some parts of Africa, there are small animals called bush babies. Bush babies like to live in tall trees, and they have large ears and eyes. They start being active after the sun goes down and look for food throughout the night. Bush babies usually eat plants, but they sometimes eat other small animals as well.
Question. What is one thing we learn about bush babies?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。